Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:43 and it's Friday.
Yeah!
Woo! The birthday period rages on.
You have a Team Sarah shirt on? Everyone's got their Team Sarah shirt on today.
Right, baby.
That's sweet, you guys. Thank you for
doing
anything for me.
I appreciate it. Let's keep it at this, right?
Your birthday is Sunday.
Yep. But Hooman's birthday is forever.
It was Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're still celebrating.
Yeah, we went and saw that movie that he loves so much. Uh-huh. Three Billboards near or outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
And I got to say, Hooman, I can see why you... Oh,
he's doing music.
Just give us your review.
It's good. I expected
That's
it to be...
That's not the best movie of the year or all time?
I didn't think so. I did like it. I don't really want to say too much about it because people will go see it, I guess. And I mean, there's some. The acting is absolutely great. The story is super unexpected, even though I felt like I sort of knew what the story was going in. It's unexpected, and there's some crazy twists and some unbelievable. There's one scene where this one guy goes crazy on this other guy. I was just like this one guy. He goes crazy on this other guy, but I don't want to tell you.
Oh my God.
We're all like, oh my God, is this happening? What's happening? What? It was freaking.
Oh, wait, you went?
Yeah, she was there too.
You were there?
We all went. Vaughn went?
Yeah, everybody went.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a 2-hour drive home, Vin.
Yeah.
Well,
although I didn't get home till 4.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, I got home late as well.
Why?
It didn't let out until after 2, and then I walked back with Danielle and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, one of them or the other is the member at the Battery. So we went in there and...
had some drinks.
Oh, I didn't have any drinks. Oh. It was a Thursday.
Had a sandwich.
We had beef jerky and kettle corn. I know. It was so weird. And I had a... I ordered a club soda that never came. So I was...
Oh, really?
Whatever. I drank the water that was on the table.
That's
but, you know, we were just having a good conversation. So we went and continued it.
Oh, cool.
And then it was raining, and there was a ton of traffic.
So much traffic.
I just didn't get home until after 4.
Rain, and there was so much traffic.
Yeah, so much for that storm moving through and the rest of the day being clear because it dumped at my house all day into the night.
I kept waiting for it to clear up. I'm like, when is this going to stop? So supposedly it's clearing up today, although it was wet this morning.
Raining on the way, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was pouring on the way in.
Yeah.
Unreal.
In fact, it was super Friday light in the South Bay, and it wasn't that rainy. But as I got closer to the city, packed and rainy.
Mm-hmm.
And accidents and stuff this morning on my way in. I was just like, well, people drive off the road.
So I watched, at some point yesterday, I watched a video. I want to say I watched you live.
I did. I went live 2 times.
and I was like, first thing was you were saying no one came to the party.
Yeah. No, it's I was kidding. It was really early.
Oh, okay. That was a joke. Yeah, so everyone came.
You know, a lot of people couldn't make it because of the traffic. But I would say there were 30 people.
All right.
Or so.
Yeah, we took a big picture. I didn't get there. I had so much work to do, but I got there around 11:45.
Yeah.
And the movie started at 12?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's where you did the second Facebook Live?
Was that the one with Rachel?
Yeah, I met Rachel yesterday.
Yeah, I met her too. She's so sweet.
She's so sweet.
Where's Rachel?
Yes, Bryn. Where is Rachel?
Bryn's here today for Sarah's birthday.
Hi, Bryn.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You don't have your Team Sarah shirt on, though.
I know. Well.
Oh, even Vaughn has one on. Vaughn, oh my God, we all have them on. Hilarious.
I ordered one for Bryn. Sorry, Bryn.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
I ordered them like 3 weeks ago or something. And it was before Bryn and I had talked about having him on for your birthday.
You're so sweet. She actually was trying to get these other shirts for Hooman's birthday.
I know.
That were so cute. And for some reason, like, they canceled the order. They weren't.
It was the weirdest thing. Oh, your, whatever it said, your credit card. But I'm like, but the other order went through.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand. It said, I love my Hooman. You know, Vinny, it's in with, like, cat prints on it. Like, I love my Hooman. meaning my human, but it was spelled H-O-O-M-A-N. So I was like, oh my God, I have to get those.
Like, in other words, the cat.
Thing. I got it.
And that's
it,
perfect because
yes.
Garage cat.
Yeah.
And
it took a second, but yeah, I get it.
I love my human.
Yeah, so doggone it. Those guys canceled.
Hilarious.
Yeah, we'll save it for his birthday next year.
Yeah, that's a good. He's not here listening, right?
No.
He's
busy
doing
the
music.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
But I thought the movie was very good.
Yeah. It's good.
It was unexpected for me, things that were happening. The end certainly wasn't what I expected.
Not at all. And that was, you know, it was funny because I felt like I needed processing time on the whole thing because it's pretty heavy. Like, in some ways, it reminded me of Manchester by the Sea. In fact, her son is the kid in Manchester by the Sea. And so it's, you know, the base of the whole story is tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Say the name of the movie again.
It's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Near, people just call it Three Billboards, but it's like Three Billboards colon.
Near Ebbing, Missouri, or something like that, or Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
That's it. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
It's good. I did like it, and I would say, you know.
I would recommend it.
Yes.
Not for everybody. If you're already, you know,
teetering on the edge of sanity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I didn't know the proper word. Depressed. It might not be the movie for you, but it was very interesting. And I thought the actors were fantastic.
I feel like Frances McDormand is someone who should be just held up. She should be put on a pedestal. First of all, her acting skills are just amazing. Like, you just buy it. She's great. But she has had zero work done. And so she can play a 55-year-old mother who's going through, I was trying to think of other actresses. I'm like, you know, someone like Jane Fonda can't pull that off. She can't tell a real story. She's got to play the weird stepmother who's got her face, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it just felt super real and super, it's so gritty. Like, Frances McDormand looks downright ugly in some of the scenes. And yet she's an interesting person who is able to grab your heart and your feelings, and it's because she's super real. Like, I just think, oh man.
You would think that would be the way.
You would think that. This is about Hollywood trying to tell stories, right? Like, that would be.
In many ways, some actors go out of their way to not overexpose their personal lives for a reason, not because they don't want anyone to know their boning all their groupies, but in part because they want to be able to drop into characters and not have their personal life shade the character.
Right? Mm. And take people out. Like, it's, you know,
yeah,
I love Tom Cruise movies. They're always big budget, great action, and the whole time it's Tom Cruise. I could never tell you a character's name that Tom Cruise played. It's always Tom Cruise.
Maverick.
In this movie.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is no different as the guy in Mission Impossible than he is as the guy in, what's the other?
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. They're the same guy.
Right. I totally agree. It's all just Tom Cruise. I know I'm going to have a good time at a Tom Cruise movie, but the whole time it's Tom Cruise. And it does. So if he's trying to tell a serious story, it's more difficult for an actor that's that overexposed.
But,
you know,
the pressure, we're experiencing it right now. I can't even speak to it. You can speak to it if you want at length, but we're watching how difficult it is for women in Hollywood right now, daily.
Mm-hmm.
New names drop out every single day. New names dropped yesterday.
Yep.
So I don't know what to say about how difficult it is for a woman in Hollywood and why they would go get their face butchered, basically, but that's one of the things that seems most of them do.
Yep.
Most.
It's one of the things I loved about this movie is that no one, obviously, you know, it's this sort of snapshot of what rural, small town, Midwestern life is like. And it's racist and it's homophobic and it's frigging ugly at times. And at other times, it's life at its simplest, where the most important thing is your family and your, you know, I mean, it really showed beauty and ugliness juxtaposed. It was great. I did like it. But I didn't love how it ended.
Oh.
And I didn't. And I was just, I felt super, like, perturbed after the movie. Mm.
Do the lovers end up in each other's arms at the end?
There are no lovers in this story. There is zero love story.
No, I can live with
actually,
no love story.
The
but...
one love story that is in it is, you know, there's a lot of tragedy in this movie. Let's put it that way. And a lot of surprise tragedy.
Oh.
And a lot of, but a lot of funniness, too. Like, they really did a good job of working that in. I just felt that at the end, it was so unlikely the pairing and the way they finalized it, that it actually sullied the rest of the movie because there's no way that those that would have happened.
That would happen.
And I, and so it felt like everything else felt super real and possible, and that felt like, no, nope.
Eh.
Hmm.
So it bummed me out.
I wasn't bummed out.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to go a little, 10 minutes more.
Yeah.
For what I thought was going to happen. And then when it ended there, I was like, okay, so I guess we just draw our own conclusions.
Yeah,
about
it ends
how
the way
ends.
You want it to.
Yeah.
You end it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, so I could end it in my head. And like you, I did have to I did have to think about what happened in certain scenes. I was talking with my girlfriend. Like, I said, what happened? Because those darks, there was a couple dark scenes where I couldn't, my eyes couldn't make out what exactly was happening.
In the bar and stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
And so I was telling her, hey, what happened when it was that? And then why, I said, why was everybody laughing? Like, there was one thing that happened. Everybody laughed for a minute. And I was like, I missed it. What just went on?
We're talking about Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
The movie we saw yesterday. Hooman did a special screening.
Hooman got a special
for
screening
for his birthday.
And...
so, any case, it was a great time. Michael Franti was there.
Yep.
He seemed very tired. Like, he just got back from New York, but
he was quiet.
Well, dude's been everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you watch his Instagram, it seems like you would think he would take some time off.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes his own schedule. You'd think he'd say, I'm calling it.
Although he's that guy that wants to work, wants to be
out there, wants to love, and probably doesn't feel right
when he does. Like, you know how some people just can't take a vacation because they feel like, oh, God, what am I doing?
Well, it seems like his vacation
yeah,
is...
yeah, you.
That's me.
He goes back to Bali, stays for 3 weeks, or where's Soul Shine at?
That's
Bali?
In Bali, yeah.
And then goes right back to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Grinding hard.
He did not like the movie at all.
Is that so?
Yes. He did not like it. Because, you know, he's not about that stuff.
The downer. It was a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you.
He was really quiet after the movie.
Yeah.
Sarah Lula liked it. His,
She was his wife. She liked it, but I was talking to him out in the hallway, and he was not in. And then I thought, oh, he's just tired. And then I thought, he's tired, and it's... that movie brought him down.
Well, there's some serious racism in it. Like, gross.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, oh, boy, that's not what
you want.
I was
horrible.
Yeah. It was like, ugh. It really made you feel just kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
And after, it was Ferguson, right? Like, it just felt like, oh, that's what a small town in Missouri's like. Like, it was gross.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to Michael Franti.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So tonight is his big
The Rockers
event.
Ball. This
I'm
is
so
Do
excited.
It for the Love.
Oh, you guys are going to this,
too. We're going
too.
To this, too. Oh, we are out and
we are
about, Vinny.
Hooman's birthday week.
I have a question before we skip skip out of the movie. So did anybody get the girl?
No.
No.
There was no girl to get.
No, there was no girl to
there
get.
There was a girl there.
There was no girl to get.
No girl to be gotten.
Rachel never got gotten.
Oh, Rachel.
Yeah, guys,
Rachel.
Snap out of it.
I don't even know that they left together. I think Hooman left before her, unless
she's.
Because I was talking to her, unless she ran up
darling.
To him.
I know.
She's so sweet. And of course, I freaking geek out and I'm yelling, where's Rachel? And I can't leave her alone.
Yeah.
And it'd be a quiet point in the movie. I'm like, where's Rachel? You know, only me
where's
and Hooman
Rachel?
Get the joke and Yuzu, you know. Oh. But it was nice to meet her, and she's so light. Like, you know how some people, they're just smiling and happy, and she, like, radiated, I swear, she, like, the way Michael Franti radiates love, she radiated sweetness.
Are you telling me there's
sweetness.
A chance or not?
I wish there was, because she's awful sweet. Like, sweet. Nice. You just get a nice vibe from her. And she was, like, friendly and laughing, and... it, you know, gets the joke. She's in on the whole Rachel thing. She thinks it's hilarious. And she does seem to really like Hooman. In fact, at one point, I think during the live thing, I'm like, are we having a moment?
I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, it was... It was. It's. Oh, and by the way, I think those are up still on my.
They
only will be until noon today.
Well, no, you did Facebook, right?
No, I did. I did Instagram Live, so they're in my stories, but they're only going to be there until noon today. So if you want to see Rachel for yourself.
That's where Rachel is.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. So, but anyway, it was a fun day, and it was happy birthday, Hooman, and his birthday continues on Saturday.
Well, no, tonight, you guys. So go back to Fronty.
Yes,
tonight
is the Rockers Ball,
Fairmont.
It's a big fundraiser for Do It for the Love, which is their foundation, and Fronty's gonna perform. But it's an early night, which is nice. You know, it'll be over by 10:30. Yeah,
but it's your birthday. You're going to Uber and you're going to get ripped, right?
We are going to Uber. My plan is not to get ripped, but it's never my plan to get ripped, Vinny.
Right.
So we'll see.
Well, it's a full sit-down dinner and
it
stuff.
Is.
So
And it's a benefit. Everyone's going to try. I'm not going to get ripped at this.
Oh, come on.
But I tomorrow... is Hooman's birthday party.
Right.
Oh, my God,
and
dude.
The actual party at
the actual
restaurant.
Party at the restaurant.
I have to tell Hooman, but I'm not going to go.
Oh, you're not?
No, I need to rest because I have the event on with Hooman. I have the event on Sunday night in Novato.
Yeah.
So I really just want to rest, and I don't really have anyone to go with to Hooman's birthday, and John's working,
Yeah.
So
I understand.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get drunk for you.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Sure. That's, yeah.
You make it happen, Sarah.
I'll make it happen. I'll pad my bra and get wasted. It'll be...
Double fisted.
Yeah, I'll go crazy. Although, I don't plan to, I don't like to be around strangers and get wasted. Yeah. I like to be at my house and...
Where you're comfortable.
Where I'm comfortable and I can just pass out in a chair somewhere. Huh. I try not to get wasted in public.
All right.
I don't need people taking pictures of that and posting them on social media. That's for sure. Oh, let me get a video of this. Yeah. This is a show right here. And no. Anywho, okay. It's Friday, you guys.
We got a lot going on today.
Oh, do we? Well, yes. Well, we have B.A. calling in from this guy. His name is B.A. and he's going to be our new snow report guy. Mm-hmm. We're going to give him a try. Yeah. See how that goes.
And we'll just do this. As we head into weekends, or in particular, get you set up.
You're not going to get a daily snow report
from
us.
Well, that's how I started in radio, was daily surf reports.
Yep. And well, daily surf reports work in San Diego. Right. People are surfing their daily.
It's for sure a grind for the listeners and the person doing it, though, because sometimes the news is, once again, there's nothing there.
Yeah, so sorry.
Nothing happened.
Sorry to report. One foot and choppy.
Weird.
And then you did mention that something else was happening today.
Oh,
I forgot.
Well, 7 o'clock we have... Foo Fighter tickets.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 is BA. 8 o'clock, we're having Shreya from Redwood Shores, a gal there that I met through the Nextdoor app.
Yep.
She's doing a book drive, so I just want to spend 2 minutes with her.
Yeah, she wants children's books. So if you have some kids that are getting a little older and you want to clean out the bookshelf for the new YA stuff that's coming in as their reading habits change, bag them up, and this girl will take them. She's doing a big drive.
And then 9 o'clock is our tickets in Turkey.
I know, tickets in Turkey.
And then 11 o'clock is our staff meeting. All staff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Meet you there.
We're even going to meet the people from the other stations that are coming over to the company.
Oh, how exciting.
So if you don't know, we are allowed to talk about it, at least to some extent
today.
There's been a big merger. We are now Entercom. Entercom has merged with CBS. CBS is no more. So we have new.
Well, CBS is still its own thing, but not CBS Radio.
Right.
Yeah, it's CBS TV.
And this has been going on in the background for a full year.
Yes, it's been pretty. We've been for sale for quite a while,
right.
Even longer than that. So everyone was like, what's going to happen? So Entercom, we're Entercom now.
Yeah.
And they're a radio company. So we are super excited for what the future could hold.
Well, they want to be in radio.
And they
want
to win.
CBS has made it clear as the for sale sign's been up each year that they
unless Moonves called us his ATM.
Right.
We're like, oh, great.
Thanks.
So you take the money and we don't get to use it to make the station better. Okay.
Right. But so I wanted to mention, did you see the FCC yesterday, as this is going down, just loosened the rules on station ownership?
I did not.
It was just yesterday.
What did they say?
Own more stations
so
now?
Any company can own more stations in any particular market, and we just let some go, right?
Yeah.
What?
I got...
Now... No, that was planned.
Now, maybe I didn't fully understand everything I was reading. That's entirely possible, and it wouldn't be the first time. But as I was reading it this morning over my, peanut butter Puffins, which is breakfast cereal, everyone. I was like, yesterday they announced this.
That's interesting.
Yesterday. And they announced it specific to some merger of another group of radio companies as they were loosening these rules, or this is one of the oldest, most useless rules the FCC has on the books. And I was like, yeah, today you did it. After Entercom,
bring
just
that
had
up
to,
in the party meetings.
No,
oh yeah,
way,
that'll be
Jose.
Fine. Let's do it.
Not saying anything to anybody.
Yeah, let's just go there and
stand
put
Sarah.
Our big. Shut up! I'm not.
We'll
stand in front. We'll stand behind Hooman.
We'll have our glass of champagne and our appetizers, and meet people and have fun and get out for our vacation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, really Friday at 11. I plan to be home by then.
Yeah. Someone around here was planning to be in the ocean. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. Who could that be? Yeah. So anyway, it's a big day for us here in the building for sure. Yay. Oh, and you guys all have your Team Sarah. Oh, this is great.
It's Sarah's birthday.
Yeah, we're going to all walk into the meeting with the Team Sarah thing on.
Well,
oh, no, I'm changing for sure.
Oh, no, stop. Go, please. Oh, you got to. Let's all wear them. It'll be so fun.
I thought about it, Sarah, and I said, nah, I'm not going to be meeting people from other stations with a
Team Sarah shirt.
Well, I am. You wear it. That's your name.
Sarah.
You be team of one.
Oh, man. There is an I in team, it turns
out. I have another top and my high heels ready to go for that meeting.
That's
for
my
girl.
Yeah, I'm putting my other black t-shirt back on.
But we have bagels coming at 6:45.
I don't care. I want everyone to wear their Team Sarah shirt. I was so excited to show up at the meeting, linked arms. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. Okay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.